Here are a few tips for anchoring practice. Become more aware of all the visual, auditory, kinesthetics, olfactory, and gustatory anchors we already have in our life. And do we wake up with coffee? Do we do certain things like a shower in the morning? Do we put music on in the morning? What if we were to change these? What if we were to change some of the anchors? Obviously, if we stopped having coffee, we might crash. But if we switched our coffee for green tea and simply repeated the process, we could also probably switch coffee simply for warm milk. And if we drank the warm milk in the same coffee cup and perhaps had the smell of coffee, we might actually have the same effect. And we could possibly switch the coffee for warm milk. The warm milk would become the new anchor rather than coffee. We can use more and more anchors all through our life. Perhaps as we go to work, we listen to the radio, and maybe we could swap that for listening to a positive tune. Perhaps if we listen to a positive tune every morning, and while listening to the positive tune, we recall some of the happiest moments of our life. Then the happiest moments of our life, or the kinesthetic feelings for those emotions, would get linked to the song. And as we went to work listening to the same tune, the song would become a stronger and stronger anchor for accessing all those positive resources. Now, you might want to start noticing anchors used by other people, or introduce new anchors for other people. For the parents out there, you might want to consider introducing an anchor for bedtime, an anchor for putting the toys away time, perhaps an anchor for eating time. Okay, so when you have a bit of extra energy, find a suitable music that suits eating, right? I used to listen to, I think it was a Bob Marley song, Three Little Birds or something. And I would play this at food time, at eating time. And the kids would come happy and they would sit down and they would bob their heads a little bit, bob their heads to the music, and they could eat to the music. So with a bit of repetition, that music means it's food time. Sit down, bob your head, eat the food. Similar for packing up the toys time. Now, if you play the music, we have the music anchor. But if you have a speaker, you could also put that speaker in different locations. Or if you are telling the kids put away the toys time. And if you do it in the same spatial position every time in the same voice, that becomes the anchor. Okay, now mothers putting their children to sleep is an interesting thing, because women will tend to put their children to sleep a certain way, and then someone else comes and they don't know how to do it, so it's a whole new set of anchors. So a man and a woman parenting a child may like to use the same anchors, perhaps a special blanket and they both use the same blanket, or a special smell and they both use the same smell. We can take all these things further. Think about how else you can do this, but you might want to think of, what else do you want to improve in your life? Do you want to improve your health? Okay, how can you improve anchors around health? Well, let's look at the anchors that we already have around our diet, around our sleep, around our energy systems, around what we go on by. So let's look at those anchors, and then let's look at swapping them, changing them. Perhaps do we need to collapse some of the old ones, stack some new ones, or chain some more resourceful ones? Okay, setting a relaxation anchor or a loving anchor for ourselves in multiple modalities is incredibly valuable. So we want to go into a relaxed state and perhaps have a visual, auditory, and kinesthetics way of getting there. We can use all three, but we can learn to use each one. We might want to set an uptime anchor. An uptime is like a time when we're really switched on and paying attention to what's going on around us. I use an uptime anchor whenever I'm going live. As soon as I turn my Zoom on, as soon as people come into the room, that is an uptime anchor for me. People are here. Oh, I'm ready to train. Turning on Zoom isn't the anchor. It's when people appear. People appear. That's the uptime anchor for me. And if I ever really want to get into a good uptime state just prior to a live event in real life, I have particular tracks I can listen to, and each of the track give me a slightly different upbeat rhythm. One could be really good for mindfulness, like upbeat, but connected to heart, love, and soul. And the other one could be upbeat and more excited and enthusiastic. Okay? Another one could be more of a parental figure. Perhaps with the children, I could listen to a particular song, and that reminds me of being a wise owl with the privilege of being able to guide beautiful young children to get more learning states and remind them how gifted they are. A last one you might want to try is doing some covert anchors. Covert being like undercover anchors. So when you're talking to someone about excited, remember before, excited, 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 you might want to covertly set a visual anchor where every time you say excited, you raise your hand, or calm. Maybe whenever you say calm, you lower your hand. And then what you do is you repeat it a few times and then see if you can just fire off your visual anchor and have them calm down. So how would it be if you can just lower your hand a certain way and have the kids or the audience calm down? Anyone that sees a lot of my sessions will see I have various covert visual anchors where I put my hand on my heart and I connect to my heart space. And all my students know, and they've done this so many times, that a lot of the students will just follow through. And they might do the anchor as well, putting their hand on their heart space, but you'll see they will all enter the heart space. Now, this was covertly set up. I didn't deliberately say to everyone, hey, put your hand here and feel your heart space. Although some courses I might have. As well, you could covertly set auditory anchors and covertly set kinesthetic anchors. I don't really recommend the covert kinesthetic negative anchors. A primary example is when someone's crying. If you see a lot of, or if you go to some face-to-face workshops, you know, there's often a point where the teacher, like me, will be there and a student in front of me will have a big breakthrough or will end up in tears. And then it happens. Someone from the audience comes forward and, you know, tries to give them a box of tissues and maybe touches them. And you'll see those that have done the workshops before, they know when the person is crying, don't touch them. When your person, your client, maybe relative perhaps, is crying, we don't touch them. We don't want to be touching them because that'll set a negative kinesthetic anchor. We condole them. We might stand in front of them and say, you know, I feel for you, or put your hand in your heart, enter the heart space, have compassion, have empathy. But the touching them will set a negative kinesthetic anchor. So we might have the tissue box instead and pass them a tissue rather than touching them, because that would be a covert negative kinesthetic anchor. Reversely, we've got to have covert positive anchors. And I've set up one of these with my kids. I touch my kids in the neck, up near the head. And that's like energy high and, you know, good work. And if when I lower my hand along their spine going down, I'm actually turning their energy down. Now, when I first did this, I did it a few times and I told them, and we played a game, turning the energy down. Slowing down, saving the energy for later, turning the energy down. That's right. So I set up this anchor, firstly telling them with the touch, and then after a while I stopped telling them, I just did the kinesthetics touch. So now I can touch my children in that space and in the neck and then lower it along their back, and the kids will slow down. So there's a few things that you can experiment and play, and we're only just getting started. Next, I want to start to dive a little bit into strategies. And strategies can be like the chaining, and strategies are simply a little bit bigger, or strategies may involve multiple anchors.